I am Bill. I'm one of the principal open source architects working on the Eclipse Foundation's Onero project, an IoT operating system that can support multiple different kernels, such as Zephyr for Cortex-M microcontrollers and Linux for higher-end devices. In this talk, we are going to take a look at the GPIO APIs provided by these two kernels and trying to find a way to make something work on both with as much code reuse as possible. First, for the sake of context, let's take a quick look at what Onero and the Dolog blueprint are. Onero is an Eclipse Foundation project focused on the development of a distributed operating system for consumer devices. It's completely open source and intended to run on all the devices you get in contact with. There's a big need to finally unify all the hundreds of thousands of different IoT device code bases out there. And as an important part of this project, we develop what we call blueprints. That is fully open source software and as open as possible hardware that can be used as a base solution for your own IoT projects. One of those blueprints is the Dolog blueprint. Let's see what it does by taking a look at it in action. When we first power it up, the LED on the Arduino board starts flashing, which means it's ready to learn the pin that will be used in the future to undock.